So, it's Priestley. I got Jack and Parker here. Just about 2 weeks ago, we got to go to the Mix 106.5 advanced screening for A Kid Who Would Be King. Parker was so excited for this movie. And, well, we've been sitting on this review for 2 weeks now because it's finally here and now we can talk about it. So, to kick off the quick review, Jack, what did you think about A Kid Who Would Be King?
It was an amazing movie. It actually gave a really good message. There's actually a couple messages in there.
The chivalrous code.
Yeah, something crazy. Yeah, it was a bunch of good messages. I rated it a 4 out of 5 stars.
Really?
Yeah, and my favorite part was how Merlin was naked in the beginning and he's a kid and he goes through the thing.
I forgot about that.
It was super funny. But yeah, it was a really good movie.
Definitely one to see on the big screen, don't you think?
Yeah, it's super good.
All right, Parker, you're the one who really wanted to see this. What did you think about it?
I thought it was awesome, and I really, really wanted to see it. But it was better than I thought it would be. Overall, I rate it 5 out of 5 stars.
We got two very happy kids here who would love to be a king. It takes the old story of the sword and the stone, sets it up in a modern-day telling that actually reflects kind of what's going on in the real world today. The way the movie started off gave me goosebumps. I thought I was watching a news report on my own television right here in my living room.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It was pretty crazy, and it really hits the nail on the head. I feel all parents need to take all children to see this one. It's rated PG, and for a great reason. It's a family movie that the entire world should see. Typically, in January, movies that come out, they kind of suck. This one,
amazing.
It is an amazing one. It totally sets itself apart. A Kid Who Would Be King is king. Go see this movie. 5 out of 5?
Yes.
Jack?
4 out of 5.
Sounds like a winner to me. Go see A Kid Who Would Be King. By the way, Patrick Stewart's in it. He plays the older version of Merlin, and he's incredible. The entire cast crushed it. The effects are fantastic. Go and just enjoy A Kid Who Would Be King. Have fun.
360, Oklahoma!